Well, it's a day late, but not a dollar short, because we're doing the podcast with Chris Cote and Todd frickin' Richards. What's up?
Are we gonna...
I started today with a song.
A rock opera?
It's a rock, rock bra.
We could just do this whole show...
And sing song?
As like a rock opera.
Todd came into Monday Mass HQ with Sandy Little Toes, telling me...
I'm like a Jack Johnson song.
You are. You got trunks on, a little cute hat, and sandy toes. He's got the sandy toes and a cute hat. He's a sandy toes and a cute hat. Todd Richards is coming into Mass HQ. He's all surfed out, don't know what to do. He's got sunblock on his face.
I wish you had a ukulele. I feel like we could just...
Riff.
We could have a thing.
We could riff on it.
Can make a thing right there.
Thing on the thing.
What's up, Chris?
Well, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast.
Why didn't we do this yesterday?
Because my kids are on fall break. They're at surf camp, and surf camp only goes till 12, so I had to entertain them for the second half of the day. We couldn't get in here in time because I had to go surfing myself.
Uh-huh.
As you saw, you mentioned, you saw the big error that I did. It was I got a new Pizalian. It's right there. It's epoxy. It's sick.
It's cool. Did you?
I'm going to be dropping a board review shortly Instagram.
Did you have to pay for this?
It's a demo.
Oh. So
you borrowed it.
No, like borrow to own?
Well, they're going to have a tough time getting it back.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up with it. Good luck prying it out of my cold, dead fingers. Todd.
I got some water in my sinuses. I'm just going to go ahead and
You're going to get more in your sinuses tomorrow because guess what we're doing? Adventure.io treating us.
Tomorrow is the foil
to the first
slam.
Our first ever e-foil session. Are you ready for this?
No.
Get ready for it. It's going to be fun. I've seen amateurs e-foil, and they did it. If they can do it, we can do it. Because we're, what do you call it, old pros.
Do we have to vape, too?
You have to vape.
Okay.
Now, Adventure.io is going to be hooking up the e-foil session tomorrow. And I tell you, there's a lot of really fun things happening with Adventure.io right now. This is where...
Is this a sponsor plug?
Yeah, we're going
to. Should we just go in the sponsor plates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going straight into it.
Here we go.
I'm just going to give you a couple quick ones.
All right, hit me.
All right, well, you and I are going e-foiling tomorrow, which is going to be sick. Also, as you all know, you can go to Adventure.io and book yourself some once-in-a-lifetime things.
Elliot Sloan's
backyard dream house, dream yard, which I'm going to do with the kids pretty soon. You should come, Todd.
You're going to go to Elliot's?
Yeah.
Sweet. He's got
Jump the mega ramp.
He's got a great guitar room, too.
Like I'm going to send my 8-year-old off the mega. Because if you got an 8-year-old that skates and he's not doing, or he or her is not doing the mega, they're grounded. I mean, just, it's over. If you're not doing 540s at age 8, quit.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. So we'll see what happens. But we're definitely going backyard Elliot Sloan via Adventure.io. Get the app because we've got Todd Richards and Chris Cote experiences coming soon, very soon. Speaking of coming soon, I got a new board coming soon from K2 Snowboards.
There you go.
And I'll tell you, I'm excited about it. K2 Snowboarding has... Well, we'll talk more about K2 Snowboarding in Snow News because there's a bunch of news coming out of K2, and it's good stuff. OGO, as you know, Todd, you got the OGO bags.
Bags to pull.
Do you... Do you keep a backpack, an OGO backpack, in your car?
Like a bug-out bag?
Yeah, like with wax. And
No. Oh, I thought you meant like to like survive.
Or with,
like,
yeah, with like...
Zombie apocalypse bag.
Protein bars and water.
No.
No.
You do that?
No. But if I did, it would be in an OGO bag.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You can go to OGO.com, enter the code MASS, and get yourself a discount on any bag you'd like. It's a perfect time to buy a bag, in my opinion. NanoCraft CBD... this is actually kind of cool.
The only CBD for me.
Is that a shirt slogan?
No.
If not, it should be. NanoCraft CBD invited me to be on their team for the Surf Aid this weekend.
Did you say yes?
I said yes.
God, they're idiots.
No, they're smart because we got second place.
Oh, it already happened.
Surf Aid Cup in Cardiff by the Sea raised like $70,000 for Surf Aid programs, which they are helping save the world.
I feel like we should have some kind of a cup to raise money for our podcast.
Oh, the Monday Mass Cup on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
NanoCraft CBD, they had a booth there. It was really great. Singing the praises. I just dripped some CBD daytime NanoCraft in my coffee from Panikin just a minute ago. Go to nanocraftcbd.com.
Truly is the best.
It's the best, right?
All right.
So wait, you've been sleeping well?
Yeah.
And that is due to?
I lube myself with NanoCraft CBD night formula.
Do you take the new gel caps?
I haven't.
I did the first
night that I got the gel caps, I took them.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the taste of the lavender.
Do you think the word tincture freaks people out? Because it's such like a weedy word.
Is it?
Tincture.
It kind of reminds me like a fairy, like Tinkerbell.
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 Tinkerbell. Well, either way, NanoCraft CBD is the best.
Or like a hobbit or something.
Yeah.
Like that's who uses tinctures, is like witches.
Ew, use the tincture and fall asleep.
Right.
It's a dropper. You drop it under your tongue, you're going to go to sleep. It's great. You're going to sleep well.
It's pretty dank.
I like it. No, it's not dank. There's no THC.
No THC. Undank.
No psychoactive effect other than relaxation. Maybe you're going to have sweet dreams. I don't know.
I was just using dank in the turn, like, you know, like.
Oh, like the cool way.
Like
the other way.
Yeah.
Not like dank weed.
Like if I listen to like 311.
Right.
Right. That song is the reason that I fell at the Olympics. We can go into that later.
Snow news. How 311 haunts Todd Richards' dreams.
I'm not even
to this day.
That's not even a joke.
We're gonna talk about that in Snow News.
We don't have to.
We might.
New Greens.
Yeah, tell me about New Greens.
New Greens is, you know, your body is a Ferrari, Chris. Right?
My body's an Edsel.
Your body's an Edsel.
My body, actually, you know what?
Your body's a Sky Corvair.
My body's like a 1981 Peugeot at this point.
Right. Like it maybe is running a little bit rich.
It's interesting looking.
Runs.
And people, when they see it, they're all, huh.
Runs a little rich.
Yeah.
Might have some sticking valves. But
oh,
you know what,
a
Chris?
Sticking valve, I'll tell you.
When you have a Ferrari like body.
Give me an oil check, real quick.
You only put the best gasoline in it, and that is what New Greens is. It's a superfood drink, and I drink it every damn day.
So you lube your gaskets?
No. Gasoline doesn't lube your gaskets.
You get under the hood, is what I'm saying, with New Greens.
It's some of the best blinker fluid you can buy to put in your body.
Blinker fluid?
Yeah, you don't have that in your car?
Yeah, I just refilled it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I had a light. Something happened on the dashboard. Is orange.
Anyway, New Greens.
I stand behind it.
I do too. The
My
mint,
girlfriend's super
superberry,
into it
the mint well. Flavor. Is she?
Well, what? I told her I'd talk about her a little bit on this podcast. We didn't talk about.
I
her
see
at all
her.
Last
I
podcast.
See her every day.
Where? Hold on a second.
In your room.
Is that you? Is that your GoPro?
No, does she have an office that's kind of up from the Panikin? Like, does she work?
She works at a salon in Leucadia.
Okay, yeah. I see her walking down the street every day at 11.
She's a good-looking lady.
She is.
Yeah.
How
you didn't know
would
how
you
to
like
react
me to,
that, huh?
Would you like me to creep more? Or, like, where do you want me to go with that one?
Well, I'm the one that puts her on my Instagram every day. And that's really kind of like, look what I'm doing something.
Do you ever send yourself nudes just to remind yourself to love yourself?
Yeah, I email myself one nude every night, a night nude. You don't do that.
You send yourself dick pics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of context,
check
too.
This out.
The floating dick. Because, you know, Photoshop, we're working on our Photoshop skills. I take a picture of it, I Photoshop it.
In space?
Floating around.
In space?
No, space.
No,
is
no, just floating around like a ghost?
In the ocean. I Photoshop it floating in the Pacific garbage gyre. What is it called? The gyre?
Patch?
The garbage patch.
Yeah.
I photoshopped my penis floating in there. Did I
go on to our
my girlfriend loves New
Go
Greens.
On to our Instagram, and where would you Photoshop a floating dick?
Go ahead. We'll wait.
All right. Chemistry Surfboards, Oceanside, California.
You mean made right here?
Made right down the street.
Literally.
Right up the 5.
Not just in USA. Nope. Not just in California. Not just in San Diego. In Oceanside.
Oceanside.
Of all places.
You have a board. Your board should be done. Why don't you hit them up?
That's one of the OG surf ghettos. And when I say surf ghettos, I mean that in the ultimate compliment, where that is one of the places where surfboard manufacturing was born and is still done. There's one in San Clemente.
Yep.
There's one in Costa Mesa, probably Santa Cruz. But Oceanside has a good one in the valley. Panikin Coffee and Tea, we're both drinking it right now.
Obviously.
We're both getting psyched. More on Panikin Coffee and Tea in Nerd News. And, of course, our home, youonline.com.
You.
All right.
I'm sure Chris Cantori, who's on the radio right now, as we speak, he's on the radio in San Diego.
The real radio?
KFM-BFM. He is the number one morning radio show host. Cantori, and with his partner Merrill, they crush it over the airwaves.
Do they have like wacky noises and stuff?
Awooga! You know what I he always, Cantori posts photos a lot of, they have a small studio, it's almost as small as this, and he farts a lot.
Ooh.
And he posts a picture of his co-host, Merrill, with her sweatshirt over her face.
Oh.
And
is that sexual harassment?
It's
flatual harassment?
Flatual. No, it's, I think she's into it. Because she stays there, and she's funny, and he's funny. And he does You Online with me. And you.
No, I will not sensually harass you, Chris.
Go ahead and fart, and I'll tell you. Todd. Parking lots and surf breaks and anywhere surfers congregate, surf shops, airport lounges, wherever.
Yep.
Everybody was talking about this. Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards, first and foremost.
We already talked. Yep. Board's coming. Yes, board's thank coming. You. Your board's coming. I saw this live.
Okay. So we're talking about the Gabriel Medina, Kaiyoi Belly, Cry Is Free 2019 interference debacle that may have decided the world champion.
Cry, little sister, I shall not kill.
And please don't send Kaiyoi Belly death threats. That's not cool.
It's so lame. So death threats were so last year.
Let's go back, right?
Let's send like life threats.
So
I will be in your life.
Here's what happened if you don't know what we're talking about. If you don't surf or care about surfing or care about Gabriel Medina or Kaiyoi Belly or contests. If you don't give a shit, we're going to tell you anyway. Because you're here. You're listening to the Monday Mass.
Trapped.
I'm Chris Cote, and this is Todd Richards. So in the Mio, do you say Mio or M-E-O Rip Curl Pro Portugal? Or you just say Portugal contest?
Meow.
Okay. The Mio Rip Curl Pro Portugal. There was a heat against, with Kaiyoi Belly, Brazilian, against Gabriel Medina, another Brazilian. They were locked in battle. And Gabriel Medina
pretty much
well
was
into the lead.
Smashing the heat.
Smoking. So, Portugal is a beach break, and there's a couple peaks you can surf. So, the priority goes to the surfer who, if you catch waves, you get out into the lineup first. After review of the play, well, let's go in, before we get to the review. So, the surfers went out. Gabriel Medina thought he had priority. Kaiyoi Belly thought he had priority. They both paddled for a shitty wave. And Gabriel Medina got a priority interference. And he put his arms up. They were slapping water. And we're not happy, Todd.
But wasn't the deal that it was the priority flag on the beach was in favor of Kyle? Like, there shouldn't have been any...
The beach announcer said Kyle had priority.
Yeah.
The disc showed Kyle had priority. Gabriel Medina is Gabriel Medina. Gabriel Medina is going to do what Gabriel Medina wants to do, regardless of what flag is flying on the beach or what the beach announcer is saying. He went ahead and just dropped in on Kaio.
He didn't actually drop in on him.
Well, he bumped rails, and yeah, they both put their arms up. The soccer salute, like, what?
Ah. It was pretty lame. It looked like...
The weird part about it was a bad wave, too.
Yeah, it was so...
It's stupid.
Baffling... That I don't know. It just seemed stupid. And it's like, if you are not a fan of Medina, it was just more fuel for your fire to not be a fan of Medina.
Well, after it happened, of course, Medina storms the tower, goes directly into the head judge. I don't know what they said, but then after that, Medina takes to his Instagram and says, "I was robbed. This is wrong." I'm paraphrasing here. And then Neymar, who apparently is a big deal, soccer player.
He plays the football.
Football. So Gabriel Medina, Neymar, they start piling on
versus Kyle Abelli.
They turn the whole country against Kyle Abelli.
Oh, that's mad.
Kyle Abelli's getting death threats because he paddled for a wave. People are saying, I'm going to kill you because you paddled for a wave.
Chris, we have a saying.
One, two, three.
Cry is free. I'm sorry.
A lot of people are crying about it.
It's so stupid. Look, Medina should just like suck it up, and he made a stupid mistake that may have just cost him the world title.
Yeah. And, of course, the mob mentality came into play, and it got ugly. But there are bright spots here. Jadson Andrade.
Yeah, I saw that interview.
Jadson Andrade takes to Instagram in defense of Kyo while saying, look, Gabriel Medina is one of my best friends, and I'm not saying this as a friend or foe or whatever, but y'all got to chill. With the death threats, with the insults, with the negativity on Kyle Abelli, who didn't do anything wrong. He was trying to paddle for a wave. He's trying to stay on tour. Gabriel Medina's trying to get a world title. Kyle's trying to stay on tour. Jadson Andrade, he won. He's the winner out of all this because right. he showed he's a gentleman. He's a great sport. And he is a protector of what's right. I love Jadson Andrade for this.
Yeah, I think it's the whole thing. It went from like 0 to 100 very quickly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really look, when you step back and you take a 10,000 foot view of this whole situation.
Okay, yes.
Medina looks like a D-bag.
And you know what? I don't know, he does this to himself.
Yeah.
I've hung out with him. He's a nice enough guy. He's very serious, obviously, but when you do shit like that, when you cry and you post it on your Instagram, you know, I don't know. You look at other sports, right? And there are people that complain about calls and football and all that.
Yeah, but it's like, look, we're talking about, I guess maybe it's the sports that I grew up in. I grew up in skating and snowboarding, and obviously, yeah. you know, it's, and in skating, if someone did that, like,
dropped in on you.
Yeah, and like in the middle of your run, and then had like a hissy fit that it wasn't my fault, he did it. You'd be like laughed out of the sport.
Yeah.
And it's the same in snowboarding, I think, although there have been people that have like
cried for free
at the judges, like, oh, I clearly deserve 19th place, yeah. But you just get a rep and you get like, you just come off looking like a D-bag.
Yeah. And you know what? In defense of Gabriel Medina, I don't think he was trying to incite
death upon
Kyle.
No, but he knew exactly what he was doing by getting his homeboy involved that has 70 million fucking followers on Instagram. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Well,
maybe I can turn the tables on this thing.
Maybe he was fighting for a surf off or something. Either way, made a mistake. Neymar's not going to turn on us, right? Because he's a big fan of this show.
Neymar loves this show.
All right. Well, we've all talked about this enough.
I don't know.
Move on.
It's two individuals. Like, why? But I guess, you know, Brazilians are different than most sports fans, where it's a national thing. It's like,
well, everybody gets ugly on Instagram comments, and it's just because again, imagine. So this has happened before with interferences and surfing. It's happened. I mean, historically, this is why people fight in Hawaii. You know, this is why this shit happens. But can you imagine if Kyle Abelli, who is a fellow Brazilian countryman of Gabriel Medina, definitely got dealt a heavy blow in cyber world. Can you imagine if that was Kalohandino?
Let's move on. This is so
can
boring.
You
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
It would have been bad. But anyways.
Okay, but the good news here is the world title race will go to Pipeline,
which is what we wanted anyhow. Hey,
and there's no.
Let me ask you
collusion.
This: is John going to be better for Pipe?
Provisionally.
Oh my god.
Yes, John is provisionally guaranteed to surf.
What?
Billabong Pipe Master.
Provisionally is like the new Amplitude.
And
like
Spider's back. Sorry,
he never left. But like that word, provisionally and Amplitude. Like, why do they exist?
Provisionally is a way for us in media to cover our ass when we say, Instead of saying Kolohe Andino is in the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, we say provisionally.
Might, maybe, may.
Because provisionally just sounds a little bit more professional.
Yeah, but it's like you're talking down to me.
It sounds smart when I say provisionally.
He might be in the Olympics.
Provisionally.
Provisionally. Did you know amplitude is basically a measurement of sound?
Gets me amped.
I'm just saying.
Oh, like how many amps are coming out of my amp.
Yeah, well, amplitude is like, it's not how high you're going. It's like sound.
Oh.
It makes no fucking sense.
Well, all the right. Portugal contest is off for another day or something, and everybody's talking about...
Thank God I can get some work done.
Felipe Toledo and Jordy Smith, who, with big result here, could be wearing the yellow jersey after this contest wraps, the Jeep yellow jersey. But do you still think Medina's going to win the world title?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything.
Who else would I be talking to? Is there someone else in here? You don't want to say anything?
Frog in my pocket?
That's why you get paid to talk. Do we get paid?
I don't... I would love... Yeah, I think Medina's so good at pipe. It's front side for him. You know, he can do whatever he wants out there. He's really good there. He's confident. But, man, would I ever like... I mean, I would love to see Jordy and Felipe make it real hard for him.
Make it rain.
And then have someone like freaking Sebastian Zietz or like maybe like a wild card come in and take Medina out in the beginning.
Like Nathan Florence.
How would that be, dude?
We'll see what happens.
Big Air Nate comes in and just smokes Medina in the beginning.
On the women's side of the draw.
No pressure, Nate, but like that's pretty
much.
Yeah,
we got you.
We'll back you on that one.
Or what if John came in and they matched up early? And he just smoked him. Hands over the title to his teammate, Felipe Toledo. Here you go, Felipe.
Run with the ball.
Can't wait. That's a while away. It's December.
History's made every heat.
Hey,
right?
Todd?
What's the...
I'm just going to take it
what's the
one
slogan?
Heat at a time, okay?
What's the slogan?
What slogan?
The history's made... Like, the WSL thing with, like, every heat is history.
Oh.
Is that it?
His story? Sexist.
It is sexist.
It's their story.
Why?
I'm just going to take this one heat at a time, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to take it heat by heat. Carissa Moore could potentially win the world title in Portugal. If she wins, Lakey Peterson needs to get second to force a surf off in Maui. So there's a lot at stake on the women's side, too.
Come on, ladies. We want to see this. We want to see this go to Honolulu.
Maui.
Yep.
Yeah. Somewhere. We want to see it going somewhere. Oh, this is going to be fun.
What's up?
I'm calling somebody.
Who, Ian Crane?
Yeah.
Sick.
Because Ian Crane has a movie coming out.
Ian Crane's sick.
Is he not feeling well?
Yeah, he's ill. Does he know you're calling?
Probably.
You think he's at Lowers right now?
Probably T-Street.
Oh, yeah, he's a T-Street guy, huh?
He lives right there.
Should we leave him a message? He had some footage on Beefs TV the other day.
Beefs Official?
Oh, my God, it was so good. It was just like two.
I just texted this guy.
It was just like two.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, there's Ian Crane.
Oh, weird.
Hey, Ian, you're with Chris Cote and Todd Richards on the Monday Mass.
Oh, what up?
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
You guys live?
We're live. Live to tape.
Oh, no.
Live to tape.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm fucking live. I'm watching Chris Ward rip a wave at Lowers right now.
Oh see? He's at Lowers.
Oh, my gosh.
Give us the play by play.
Yeah, come on.
Wardo just got a 9-5 easy. Oh my gosh, end section, huge disaster. Bring it in, shift change.
Hey, so.
Do you have an electric bike?
Oh yeah, all these San Clemente kids have electric bikes. San Clemente is like the electric bike capital of the world.
Wow.
They're so lame, but they're so cool.
In 5 years, everyone from San Clemente is gonna have these tiny little legs, and big legs, because they don't pedal anymore. Okay.
Dude, I didn't pedal once. I just held the thumb on the trigger.
Wow. Ian Crane has a movie coming out on Friday called Beachhead. Todd loves Beachhead.
I like Roadhead. Wait.
No, it's Beachhead.
Oh.
Tell us about Beachhead. Tell us about the premiere. We're very excited for this. We're not going, but we're excited for it. We're going to watch it on the internet later. You tell
Dude,
us.
Come. It's going to be sick.
Nah.
Todd on the list.
I got stuff going on.
Dude, no less needed. Show up.
Beachhead, tell us about it. What's up?
Dude, Beachhead is just freaking what's happening, dude. It's, I don't know. It's just been stuck in my head for the last couple of years. I've just been spray painting all my boards.
Yeah,
and
but
then
it's now a
I've
kind
of decided to make a little brand out of it. And
okay.
So we're kind of making me and Nick Green's editing it, my buddy Nick Green. He's like, he works for O'Neill, but he's from San Pedro. He's fucking the sickest dude ever. He edited it, and we're kind of, I don't know, I had like a bunch of t-shirts made and stickers, trying to get like a website up and a bunch of stuff. And so when the video drops, we're trying to have like some sort of a brand drop, but it's not really a brand. It's just stupid. But
okay.
It'll be cool.
All of that makes perfect sense to us.
Yeah. Yeah, stupid, but cool.
And I saw you have a new Instagram, right? Beachhead dot something?
It's just underscore beachhead. I keep changing it around. Underscore beachhead. I don't even know. But yeah, so there's like a video. It's like from, there's a lot of stuff from Indo earlier this year. And then it's of me and Luke Davis is in it from a trip we did to Sambala. And then as well as Crosby Cole Pinto from a different trip we did to Sambala. And then there's a Ender section from Mexico of his brother Griffin and Kolohe and I getting some little tubes.
Sick.
And it's just a bunch of fun, and I don't know.
Can't wait.
It's kind of embarrassing, like, making something and, like, having, like, a party for it, and then everyone's, like, coming to, like, see you do your thing. You're like, oh, fuck, this thing's gonna suck.
You know what?
But,
you
know,
you gotta,
it's kind of cool.
You gotta
it's
celebrate
like a good
yourself.
Excuse.
You gotta
it's like
celebrate
a good
yourself.
To have a party.
Right.
Okay.
That's kind of like a wedding.
Sick. The first one's gonna be on Friday night, and it's at the OG Catalyst off of Pico and El Camino. Where, like, they still have the glass house, and it's, like, the sickest spot. It's, like, where they used to have parties when I was a kid. And I don't know. It's, like, the nostalgic spot for me. So
that's one of the OG surf ghettos.
Yeah, dude, it's on. I used to go there to sneak beers when I was, like, 15. So hopefully there'll be some weird kids doing that on Friday night.
I like it.
And then we got some sick bands, little local punk bands playing, and the video, and I got a piñata. And I'm going to fill it with a bunch of stickers.
Oh, you should fill it with
secret prizes.
You should fill it with wasps.
Todd says fill the piñata with wasps.
Wasps? Come on, dude.
That's not fun.
It's a costume party, too.
Oh,
I love it. Three kids dressed up. The whole deal. It's going to be sick.
Well, we can't wait.
Yeah, and then there's one Saturday night, too, up in L.A. My buddies, they started like a art gallery collection of fun people. It's called Shit Art Club.
Oh.
And they just got like a studio up in downtown LA. And so we're having a proper party there on Saturday.
Damn, dude,
so
you're on tour.
Friends and family on Friday. And then hopefully some hot chicks show up Saturday.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah. And well, Luke Davis is in it. So he might go Hollywood boy on us and do something weird.
All right. We're loving it. We're loving ourselves a little bit of beachhead over here.
Dude, beachhead is what's up, dude.
Beachhead. I'm back, beachhead.
That's sick.
That's the
dude,
first
you guys
type
are
I've
all beachheads.
We're beachheads.
What you guys are saying up there, you guys are lot trolls?
Yeah, Todd dude. Has actually sandy toes right now, so he's really proving his beachheadness.
I'm like a Jack Johnson song in real life.
Yeah, he's living,
dude, that's so beachhead.
He's living Jack. Hey, Ian, congratulations again on winning Red Bull Airborne and being the star of 21 Hours. hope to catch up soon. Good luck on the premieres. We'll be at one of them, probably.
Dude,
if not, we're going
to
watch it on the internet. No, we'll be there for sure. We'll be there. All right. We love
come
you.
On Friday. It'll be sick.
Send us more Lowers commentary. After
it's really
you
good right now. Here comes the set, actually.
All right. One more wave. Talk us through it.
Okay. Who's on it? Come on.
So
you could ask us or someone. All right. Who's this? Oh, someone's carving. Oh, Cordell Miller's on the left.
Of course
he might
he
get
is.
Barreled. He might get barreled. Oh, my gosh, it's firing. All right,
get out there.
Bye.
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 Ian Crane, Beachhead, coming at you Friday and Saturday. Friday is the friends and family. Saturday is the hot chick one, he says.
Okay.
I'm going Saturday.
You might remember Ian Crane from winning the Red Bull Airborne in
Hossegor. Yeah, I called that one.
You might remember him from
I'm
that.
I'm not taking like full credit for it, but I called it.
Okay. Let's move on.
The 12th annual gala for the Surf Museum in Oceanside is happening on October 26th at Cape Ray in Carlsbad. This year we honor Don Hansen, Lisa Anderson.
Is that Don Hansen from like, is
yeah,
he has,
next door,
yeah.
Don Hansen's.
There we go.
And Tom Curran. Oof. And there's going to be other special guests. I'm going to help auction off some incredible surfboards. It's a fun night.
Kind of like prom.
It's like prom.
Cool.
But I'm going to keep my pants on this one. You can go to Oh my God. I'll put it on my Instagram. You can find it there. Surfer Magazine has a new movie coming out. It's called Handmaid 2. You've got Alex Nost, Ellis Erickson, Andrew Doheny, and Shyama Buttonshaw, who go and shape their own boards and surf them in really good waves in Indonesia. I like that concept.
Shape your own board and then go surf.
On location, they shape the boards, they surf the boards, they get weird.
Cool.
So that's happening. Have you ever shaped your own board?
Fuck no.
You don't care to?
Nah.
Yeah.
I leave stuff up to the experts, Chris.
Okay.
Would you ever make your own car? Hell no, you wouldn't.
I did actually have plywood once. Pretty sick Lambo.
I notice you're not still driving it.
Great. This is going to get your juices flowing, Todd. I know you're a deadhead. Grateful Dead presents. I know.
I know all about this, Chris.
This is actually kind of a surf news / snow news collab.
Mm-hmm.
The Grateful Dead, man. The Grateful Dead presents Fire on the Mountain. It's the latest offering from Chris Benchitler and Tyler Hamlett in connection with Teton Gravity Research. It follows Rob Machado as he surfs the remote waters in the North Shore, North Pole and Indonesia wearing a psychedelic neon-lit skeleton wetsuit. Also featured top names in snowboarding and skiing like
Jeremy Jones, D. Davis. Look, this was the snowboard part. It had just been dumping at me. You remember last year? Like,
oh my gosh, we were there.
Yeah, we were there. When they were filming this, they were filming it like from like 1 in the morning till 3 or 4 in the morning out in the kind of like in the back bowls of Mammoth. And they had it shut down for like a week and it just kept dumping. So they were just riding POW that was lit up by these trippy lights up on the hill.
And they were on acid.
Everyone was wearing skeleton suits and super, super sitted out.
Can you confirm if there was acid involved
There was so much lids going on out there.
We cannot confirm or deny this.
No but anyways, collision. It's a crazy, it's pretty big deal. I mean, the Grateful Dead is a monster phenomenon globally.
Honestly, I thought they were all dead. But I guess there's some left who...
Jerry's dead. Fish sucks. Get a job. Hippie.
Oh, I know why you love the Grateful Dead so much.
I don't love the Grateful Dead.
Someone who does.
My wife is in the Grateful Dead documentary.
Is your wife in this Grateful Dead movie?
No, but
or
she'll
just
be
the other
just
one?
That one documentary.
Give me the one sentence about this so people know.
My wife is in... There's the...
My wife.
My wife! There's a Grateful Dead documentary that was on Netflix a couple years ago. I think it's about like the drummer or something. I don't know. But my wife is in it. She's literally in a parking lot.
Flashing the Grateful Dead from the crowd?
No, she's actually...
She's just standing
there. They interview her and they're like...
She's got a speaking part.
Yeah, dude. She like talks. She's zorched.
I love it. I wish she was in Fire on the Mountain.
Anyway... But that's
Jeremy
it.
Jeremy Jones, Danny Davis,
pretty cool,
and
though.
Machado are
pretty
and
sick.
Michelle Parker. It's going to be dope. The latest.
Ben Shetler. Just Ben Shetler's the shit. Chris is the raddest.
Boy, he's got a cool name.
He does.
I'm talking about his first name, Chris. I got a epoxy Pizalian. You're sitting right there. It's a 5'7", 18 and 6'3 wide, 2.13 thick.
Wow.
25 liters. It's mental.
The Surf Report is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards, made
That's
in Oceanside,
true.
California.
But
Pizell's
talk about Pizell's.
Right? Right.
They're right across the highway from them in Oceanside as well.
They are? In the surf
and
ghetto?
And on the North Shore.
You know, I feel the rails feel good on this. Is that a cool thing to say?
Do not squeeze them like
Dude,
that.
Dude, the rails feel good.
Dude, feel those hips.
Dude, this is what, like a single, a double
hey,
concave?
Feel those hips.
What kind of rocker are you
got? You got any other surf news?
Nah.
Besides... What I'm about to post some photos
oh,
of
wait.
Myself again.
Did I talk about this last week? Did I talk about this? I got the Quicksilver 1mm suit.
You talked about it.
Okay.
Do you wear it again?
I've been wearing it all week.
You're loving it.
It's incredible.
Do you have any rashes I can see?
No. Not that you can see.
Okay.
Currently.
No rashes at all. So that was surf news. Pretty good. That was one of the better.
Yeah, oh, great.
We had controversy.
Ian Crane was on fun. We got Ian Crane.
Ian Crane.
Who do we call up for skate news?
I mean, I guess we could try to call Nora again.
No.
She blocks us every time.
Who cares?
Skate News is brought to you by our friends at Adventure.io. You can go and skate the dreamland of Elliot Sloan's backyard. And guess what? Elliot's going to be there to skate with you. It's just one of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, experiences, adventures you can take on Adventure.io. Get the app.
Right.
More Toy Machine video parts drop, Todd. Did you watch the CJ Collins part?
I didn't.
Oh, my
God. I didn't.
Little CJ Collins, the newest Toy Machine pro, goes buck. Pools, rails, streets, banks, crazy shit. He's kick-flipping into some crazy shit. CJ Collins rules. It's on ThrasherMagazine.com. Two new pros. Robert Neal is pro for Primitive. Daniel Vargas is pro for Welcome. Jenkem just dropped an interview with a wrestler.
What?
WWE, I think. His name is Darby. He was in a video called Crooked Bitch. It was 50% backyard wrestling, 25% skateboarding, and 50% rural stunts, which is there.
Would you say rural stunts?
Rural stunts. I guess that would be like farm stunts or like rural, you know, like
chickens,
like Jackass, but in the farm, in the rural areas.
Well, rural is just like in the country.
Yeah.
Country stunts.
Away from the city. So anyway.
Hay rides and such.
This guy, Darby, is awesome.
Terrence,
he
Trent.
Had a sole dream, a goal of getting in WWE and being a professional wrestler. He slept in his car. He lived on the streets. Everything was dedicated to being a professional wrestler. And when he finally lived that dream, he is now the skateboarding professional wrestler. He wears denim shorts, uses his skateboard to stab and hit people like Chris Jericho. Do you know who Chris Jericho is?
No.
Apparently he's big time. So you can go to Jenkem.com and check out the epic interview with our most famous skateboarding wrestler.
Wow.
Darby. You saw the meme, right, of the guy hitting the other guy with the skateboard,
yes.
The boneless back slam. That's him.
That's the dude.
He can actually skate too. Gucci.
Hey, did you know this kind of ties into
is a brand?
Listen.
What?
This kind of goes into like wrestling.
Okay.
You know Jason Ellis, former professional skateboarder, now professional radio host on Sirius XM.
Yeah, he's like number two to Howard Stern, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. He has this thing called Ellis Mania every year where basically...
He's fighting...
It's Simon Woodstock.
Simon Woodstock.
Yeah, they're going to box. And I guess it's like Simon's like it's like serious.
I saw Simon Woodstock at the U.S. Open this summer. He is so ripped.
Is he really?
Jacked.
Wow.
He's so buff. He's wearing the penny suit.
So they're going to try to smash each other out?
Oh, they're going to go hard. Simon Woodstock's pissed.
That's pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Never in a million years, like knowing Jason and Simon Woodstock from back.
They were real stars of Big Brother Magazine.
Yeah, but like total opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, Vert, Street.
Not even Street.
Freak.
Like Simon was like
Red Dragon.
Was like Vert and Freak.
He was famous for riding a skimboard, eight-wheeler.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to watch. Gucci is taken to the streets with their new campaign, a new watch called Gucci Grip.
What?
It's named after the grip tape that skateboarders use.
Wait a minute.
Do you have anything Gucci?
No.
Me neither.
I
don't care for it. I mean, I guess if somebody gave it to me, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
Wait a second. So you're saying that, Gucci,
I honestly have no idea.
Gucci's really looking for that street cred because they did that whole Gucci Ghost thing with Trevor Andrew.
Which is cool.
That's cool. Pretty awesome.
But this is a watch.
Like it's made out of grip tape?
I don't know. It doesn't sound comfortable.
Named after the grip that skateboarders
you
use.
You have your Nixon nerd? No, you have
no,
just a comp watch.
I just have
watch.
A comp watch.
Do you time yourself when you surf?
No, but it's just small. It's just slick.
You're like, I got to go record the Monday Mass. I got to go in.
But... I'm just trying to wrap my brain around this. So Gucci,
it's just
grip.
Something I found on the internet.
I know, but like
to be honest,
it's just are they just?
I didn't know nothing about it
because grip.
What's Gucci? What's grip?
I know, like
what's skateboard?
Grip is.
I have no idea.
What is skateboard?
I know she's for environment. In the latest about USA skateboarding, there was a big
How's
event
this
weekend in Carlsbad.
Big comp at the TF
Street at CATF Street and Park. And guess what? We've got our current USA, our 2020 national skateboarding team. We got uniforms and everything.
And the deal is now is these guys need to stay in the top three. So
yes.
Why don't you go ahead and name the men and the women?
For women, we've got Stress, Wettstein, Carmona, Zoyner, Duran, Santana, Smith, Baker, Brevard, Sablon, and Barrett. Some names we know well. I don't know some of their first names, but most of them I do.
Is that why you avoided saying Minestress, their first names?
Minestress, Bryce Wettstein, Brighton Zoyner, Lacey Baker, Samara Brevard, Alexis Sablon, Jordan Barrett. For the boys, the men, I should say, Nyjah Houston, you've ever heard of him? Jagger Eaton. Montel Jordan. Jordan Richter. Tristan Rennie, who actually won the park contest. Hymana Reynolds, Tom Schar, Mario McCoy. I'm butchering these.
Corey Juno.
Zion Wright.
At any rate.
We're psyched.
So these dudes, the top three will go on to represent the U.S. in skateboarding at the Olympics. And the deal is you have to stay as the competition rolls out all the way through next May. It's whoever stays in that top three once it comes down to team selection time in May, that will be the three.
Mariah Duran. Jordan Santana. Alana Smith. Lacey Baker. Bryce Wettstein. Samaria Brevard. Ariana Carmona. See, I know this. Jamie Foy. Wait, why isn't Jamie Foy's name on there?
Don't know.
Not pictured. Alex Sargente, Jamie Foy. So we're excited about this. Deshaun Jordan. Yeah. I knew that. And Mario McCoy. You can go to at USA Skateboarding for more information. I haven't been. I skated a lot last week. I haven't skated this week very much.
I haven't skated in a dog.
Have you ever been to a pump track?
Yes.
So fun. That's skate news.
There's some other skate news.
What do you got?
It kind of blends into snow news. So I've been getting as I've alluded to in previous podcastings, that I'm working with Woodward now on their Park City.
Yes.
Their Park City project.
Use your illusion.
Which is, you know, it's basically just a Woodward, but like they're starting to pour their skate stuff and they built out their pump track and it is
indoors.
So sick, dude.
And we're going to do a Monday mass from,
yes.
Where is it?
It's in Park City. It's right outside of Park City, right by the junction where you would turn to go to Park City Resort.
Oh my gosh. So we don't even have to drive all the way to.
No, it's off the 80. It'd be sick. We need to go.
Let's go. We're going.
We can stay at Gunny's house. He has a lot of toys. He has like motorized things. We can go to Ken Block's house and poop.
Chainsaws and stuff.
Upper deck, his toilet and stuff.
I watched, I think, 6 Gymkhanas.
Are your kids stoked on it?
Yeah. My kids got so hyped on drifting. We watched this show, Hyperdrive. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but it sounds cool.
Ken Block would smoke all these people on Hyperdrive, but Hyperdrive is like a drifting racing challenge show.
Okay.
I believe it's on Netflix.
Okay.
So my boys got super into it, and then I go, oh yeah? You want to see my friend, who's a big fan of the Monday Mass, Ken Block? So we watched them all. I think the best Gymkhana is San Francisco, right? I mean, that.
My favorite, well, that's a really good one. My favorite one's the first one, the one where he's in France and he's around that big track. And he does like the huge alley-oop, like drifts.
Oh, up the
steep wall.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
that, San Francisco one's dope. Like, as far as like, yeah.
My friend Justin Bessemer is a location scout for Gymkhana.
Oh, yeah?
How sick is that job?
Pretty sick.
You just go around and you're like, I want Ken Block to jump that frickin' street right there. Let's get a permit, send it. That was skateboarding news. I'm sure you enjoyed it. Let's move on. Winter is here, almost, pretty much. It's kind of here.
It's here.
And we're excited because K2 Snowboards is with us all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm getting a new K2 board coming straight to my house. And with that board, K2 has teamed up with Medicom Toys to create a limited edition Bear Brick. Do you know what that is?
No. What's Bear Brick? Should I know?
It's a little guy.
Is it like the Kubrick guys?
I'll show you. Bear Brick.
Bear Brick. I know what Bear Brick is.
Bear Brick.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
I know what he is.
It's a little guy.
Yeah.
How would you explain this little guy
It's kind of like it's kind of like one of those cultural phenomenon things. Like there's just a bunch of
yeah.
I don't know. It's God, how would you describe it? It's
It's kind of like those Funko.
It's like a Lego guy, kind of, but more artistic. It's got ears, and the graphics on it match the new line of K2 snowboards.
It's pretty cool. I like these. I like crossover stuff like that. And I was just, I was saying the other day.
I know you like toys too.
Well, I do like toys, and I got something from one of my friends. Dropped off something, like an old piece of, kind of like, I guess promotional point of purchase things that like. Back when the snowboard industry had a lot of money, people would just make things for the hell of making them.
For the hell of it.
Yeah. And it was like this cube that it was like a Rubik's cube, and you would turn it and it would like have different pictures of people on it.
Right.
But like it was just really cool to have like neat promotional stuff like that. Like, kind of like that
the
bear.
Bear brick.
Yeah. It's just neat. It's cool that someone's making an effort in that, because
I'm excited about it.
I mean, they probably had to cut like 4 or 5 team riders to make that, but it's cool that they're doing it. Oh.
Pat Moore. Remember we've been talking
based on the sales of bear brick.
We've been talking about this.
Well, I guess they don't have to advertise in magazines anymore because
a lot of people are saving money on that. The snowboarder movie on snowboarder.com.
Everybody.
Who does have print magazine. Everybody, and they're dropping parts on snowboarder.com right now, and Renny Renekongas.
Winner.
Need I say more? Tell me why Renny Renekongas' part in Everybody is so wonderful. Give me 3 things about it that got your juices flowing and your blood boiling and your stoke boning.
Creativity.
What fluffed you up about that part?
He's creative, he's unpredictable, and he's damn cool, dude.
Very good style.
Perfect.
Another guy we like.
It was a perfect
phone call. Guy we're crushing on right now is Red Gerard. He's got a new snowboard film called Joy. That's going to be premiering in...
It already premiered. It premiered last weekend.
Oh, okay. I was going to say...
In Hollywood.
That was scary because we almost had dueling premieres. Beachhead in L.A. on Saturday. Joy on Saturday. You're seeing it
Joy
last
was last weekend.
So the good news is you can watch it on November 5th. It comes out on iTunes. It follows Gerard, his homies. Ben Ferguson's in it. Sage Kotzenberg. Gerard's brother made it. Malachi.
Do you remember?
I'm sorry, Malachi. That was.
Do you remember the? Do you remember Happy Days?
No,
the Malachi Crunch.
No.
Never mind. That was like.
That's what I was thinking of when I said
yes.
Malachi, like Children of the Corn.
Right. He wants you too, Malachi.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Oh, Todd, I hope you've been saving up.
What is it, Malachi?
Bordistan.
Ooh, it's back?
Just drop this. Yeah, Bordistan's up and running. It's a great little website. So they're just reporting right now that now is your chance to own part of Mammoth history, Mammoth Mountain. The iconic summit sign is being replaced due to significant wear and tear over the last 21 years.
Okay.
The sign was cut down, and... The original sign was installed 20 years ago, and it's like a scenic opportunity, photos, etc. It's up for sale. Saying they're going to fetch $20,000 plus.
I could see that someone putting that in their
lodge,
in their house.
I would love to have an extra $20,000 to buy a sign.
Oh shit!
So if you want it, go to Bordistan and get the info there. Van's Lovely Day is a video that just dropped.
Oh. Chris,
Jake,
let's go back to skate news real quick.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? Guess who called, finally. Hello.
Guess who what?
You're on the Monday Mass.
Hi.
Nora Vasconcelos has finally decided to call in.
I thought it was Tony Hawk.
No.
Okay, relax, breath. I'm home, okay?
How is your trip to Europe in 3 words or less? Okay, perfect. That's about what we wanted to hear.
Good.
And now you're back, and what I was calling you about was that you just had your new collection drop from Adidas.
I did.
She got dropped from Adidas?
She just got dropped,
from, Adidas.
But you just had the collection come out.
So it says Pembroke Mass on everything?
Yeah, you know it does.
How's that?
What is a pen?
Pembroke
freaking
is it's where
sick.
She grew up.
She got dropped from Adidas. Her pen's broken. What else could go wrong right now?
Pull the wax out of your ears. Anyway, so you got where this collection is available where and what like what's your inspirations besides like Easter?
Easter and Grandma Chic is the inspiration. It's available worldwide at your local skateboard shop.
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's on Adidas. You can, like, go to the Adidas website and type in Nora, and there's, like, purple pants for you and your aunt and your brother. And
Nana Chic.
And the big news... Nana Chic. Think, Nora, the big news here, too, is this is unisex. So it's for boys and girls, or however you identify, right? I mean, most of the stuff you've had in the past has been all for ladies, correct?
Yeah, so it's just unisex, meaning, yeah, it's for anybody. It's not really, it's a really wide variety of sizes. So I think it's like double extra small to double extra large, and tons of pants. Like, I wear like a 29 by 30.
Me too.
In like a men's pant, which I wear a lot, and that's like we offer those sizes, and yeah, it's just cool.
And did you want Todd and I to dress up like you for Halloween, or is that off the table?
I did.
Okay.
You did, but you don't anymore.
All right. Okay, we're done.
I do. I have some of the items if you need them.
Todd?
I dressed up as Nora for the past 3 Halloweens, okay? And I got no candy.
No candy.
No full sizes at all.
I mean, I haven't seen it, so
Girl,
I can't.
Get off my porch, teenager.
Yeah, they told me to beat it, Easter egg. Well, so you're home now. Officially...
Wait, where is home?
She's here, California.
Okay.
Up the street, probably. Are you at Albie's right now?
I'm literally at Albie's.
Okay.
She's up the street. If I yell right now...
Hold on, I'm going to yell out the window.
No, don't yell. No, she can't hear you.
Did you hear that?
No, she can't.
She's literally a block away from us.
Well, cool. We tried to call you last week because this is when your collection dropped last week. But better late than never.
We're on it.
I think I was asleep probably.
Okay.
Or no, it was very late.
No, I think you just blocked the call. I don't think you're actually busy.
I think I blocked. I was like, this can wait.
I'm just making sure you guys are okay. You know, you're back.
We are.
Okay.
We're going to go skate Linda Vista. What are you guys doing?
It's really hot. Do you know how hot it is today?
Yeah, I know.
You know the waves are really
Albie wants
too?
To skate.
What's up with Skateboard Albie? Does he know?
Skateboard Albie is like Surf Nora. They're both delusional characters in your favorite teen drama.
Pretty soon, I think Albie's going to go skate. Nora's going to go surf.
I know.
And then we're going to see some problems.
I'm kind of down. It's really hot, though, Nora.
Like it's hot.
It's hot.
It
it's supposed
really
to be
hot.
Like 90 something degrees.
I'm going surfing after.
No, I know.
I know.
Albie's playing the video game Skate 3 right now.
Can Albie just? I need a closer mini ramp. Can you guys build a mini ramp at Albie's house?
That's what we're trying to do. I want to build a mini ramp. I want to build one that's like smaller.
Wow.
That's like a micro mini.
We like that.
Let's do that. All right. Well, we got to move on here. We're doing a show.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
See you guys later. Nora Vasconcelos,
everybody.
You have
one of the best skateboarders in the world.
Yeah. Bye.
And you just rushed her off. Wow. I would have talked to her for a while.
That girl can talk.
Jeez.
God. All right, anyway.
Dan's Lovely Day is out now on snowboarder.com in celebration of Jake Kuzik's signature boot. The Van Snow team embarked on a 14-day road trip.
Kuzniak.
Fuck. Malachi and Jake Kuzniak. Malachi. And Jake Kuzniak.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Yep.
K2 Snowboards is a sponsor of the Monday Mass and also a sponsor of Jake.
One of the biggest fans. They are? I guess they are a sponsor. I have Vans.
No, I'm talking about K2.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Vans.
I'm sponsoring Vans. Sort of.
Whatever.
Yeah, Jake and the crew put out a rad snowboarding film. And I watched it the other day, and I got really hyped. I really like how this guy Jake snowboards.
It's a fever pitch.
You go to snowboarder.com, which I don't know anywhere else to go.
Yeah,
I appreciate snowboarder.com. We have friends there.
We do.
Stan. Bridges.
Bridges and Stan.
And the Eagle.
Who's the Eagle?
The Falcon.
What?
The bird, T-Bird.
Falcon and the Snowman?
T-Bird.
T-Bird's no longer there.
Sorry.
You're really batting for 100 here.
Should we redo Snow News? Malachi just dropped a movie.
Malachi.
And Jake
Kuzniak. Anyway, so yeah, snowboarding is a fever pitch. It's been snowing a lot.
I'm done trying to sound
it snowed
smart.
A whole bunch at Mount Bachelor
Come
last
on.
Week. I think people are up there hiking around, and Mount Hood's going to open up soon. And
Bachelor party, am I right?
Right.
Prove me wrong.
I won't.
Got any more snow news for us?
No, let's move on to nerd news because it's fucking hurting
Me.
It's hot. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Holy shiitakes.
K2 Snowboarding again for presenting Snow News. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea, the best coffee and tea in any galaxy, because guess what, Todd?
Dun, 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 dun,
wait,
dun,
so hold on.
What?
Back up.
What?
So,
what?
There's been six teasers leading up to the latest teaser.
Fake news.
There were
false.
There were trailers leading up to a trailer.
There was only this is the third and final one.
No, I saw commercials for a trailer, which I don't know if I've ever seen.
Those
before.
Are commercials.
Commercials leading up to a Star Wars teaser, the final teaser
trailer.
Of the final.
There was a
film.
Let's
of
do this.
The trilogy that's now eight films. It's called Star Wars. Have you ever heard of it, Todd?
Star Wars.
So I was watching Monday Night Football.
Did you know it was coming on?
No, I did. I didn't actually watch any of the football.
Did the kids see it?
Yeah, we were.
What'd the kids think?
We were so pumped.
Okay.
The Death Star's in the water. It's all waves are crazy.
Palpatine is back, and he's like is he in like a giant robot
I think
mech?
He's in a robot.
C-3PO obviously is dying, or if something bad is happening to
something
him.
Something happened to C-3PO.
There's like the scene where like the Emperor's raising all the Star Destroyers out of the ice.
Oh, and then the Alliance.
Right?
The
all
Rebel
those
Alliance
ships show up.
A million ships. This is going to be good.
It's pretty good.
Do you already have your tickets?
I did. I got tickets last night. And check this
How
out.
How many tickets?
I got four tickets. And it's probably for the wrong night. Like, I won't be able to see it until that Sunday evening.
Oh
like
my
it comes
God.
Out on Thursday.
I'm see it
but
on Thursday.
But I think because I have because during when this comes out, every time a new Star Wars movie comes out, I'm working a snowboard event. It's been the Dew Tours, it's been the Grand Prix. This year I'll be commentating a big air event that is live from Atlanta.
Why don't you see it in Atlanta?
That's what I'm gonna do. I gotta figure out a way to see it on Thursday night in Atlanta.
My friend Tony Hawk usually gets early access to films.
I went to see a Star Wars movie once where some hotshot ran it out of a home movie theater.
Yeah.
I think you were there.
No, I was invited. One of the few things I got invited to, I didn't go.
That was pretty cool.
So what did you, give us your, I know your excitement level is off the charts.
It's not even half as excited as I am for The Mandalorian.
Oh, wow. Really?
It's really for real.
So your stoke bone is leaning towards Mandalorian.
I can only handle so much stoke bone.
That's what she said.
I've dedicated the force of my stoke boner to The Mandalorian, which comes out November 11th or 9th or something like that.
And that's an Amazon show?
No, it's on Disney's new streaming service.
Oh, so I have to sign up for that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like $9 a year. It's really cheap.
Oh, I'll
and then
that.
So I guess
there's no DeLoreans in that.
No, not Man of the DeLorean.
Oh, that's Back to
that's
the Future.
Back to the Future.
So this follows Boba Fett.
No. Boba Fett's not actually... Boba Fett's not really a Mandalorian, Chris. Did you know that? He just wears Mandalorian armor.
I have no idea what a Mandalorian is.
Right? So then keep your mouth shut.
Is that a race of people?
Yes. It's a warrior race in the planet Mandalore.
And that...
Butthole.
Sorry.
Anyway...
I'll watch it.
I'm more excited for that. And apparently there was some test screenings like last week.
I got invited to a couple of those with guests, but I forgot to tell you.
Disney screened it to like a bunch of people, and overwhelmingly the reviews are like, holy shit.
I heard it was okay.
Yeah.
I had a couple friends that...
Did you watch on HBO this weekend the premiere of The Watchmen?
No.
Okay, you need to watch it because...
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Because it's, man. It's looking like...
I'm going to watch it, man.
My God. It's looking like it's going to be like kind of like The Boys style.
I love how you
like,
screw around the whole podcast, and then we get to Nerd News, and you get super pissed and serious about it.
I'm not fucking around here, Chris.
So, Watchmen.
Watchmen.
I'm excited to watch. I'm going to start tonight.
Okay.
Also coming up on HBO is Silicon Valley, final season.
See, there's...
Did you watch that?
Nothing in there for me.
Oh, my God. It's so... You don't like comedy.
No.
No, you don't.
I can't dedicate my life to comedy. Life is
You're
serious.
You're blowing it. You didn't even watch The Righteous Gemstones.
I will.
Fine. Mandalorian.
Nine more days till Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Nine more days
till
away.
Halloween.
What are you going to
Silver
be?
Shamrock. Do you remember that movie? Halloween 3?
Yes.
Were the masks, like, there's pieces of Stonehenge in the masks, and the masks, like...
Stonehenge?
Yeah.
The little people with Stonehenge. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know yet. I think Nora
again.
You got
9 days.
I'm going to be Nora again.
Well, you hung up on her. She's probably not going to give you...
I'm going to be like a beetle that looks like an Easter basket. Not like a beetle as in an insect with 8 arms. Or 6 arms. How many legs do a beetle have?
Uh-huh.
6. Arachnids have 8 legs.
Is there any insects on Mandalorian's planet?
Yeah, there are.
Since you know everything about it. Dick. Halloween's 9 days away. I'm hosting a party at the Belly Up for 21 and up. Belly Up.
Legendary.
Halloween Heat.
Legendary.
Also, on October 25th, Todd, I'm going to see the one and only Rocket from the Crypt.
That's so sick.
I'll be dressed up.
Are you going to dress up?
Hell yes.
Like what?
A chicken.
Bark, 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 bark.
Yes, sir.
Bark, bark, bark. What is the seminal Rocket from the Crypt song?
I mean, probably their most famous digger. Their most famous might be On a Rope.
On a Rope. No, it's not. On a Rope came later.
I'm saying their most popular. That was their major label release.
Wasn't... I remember...
Like,
okay.
Ditch Digger. You've got...
Do you recall? Okay, so I remember...
Do you remember?
So I remember being at... I remember being at the U.S. Open in the early 90s. And... they played at MTV Spring Break.
Yeah.
And they played Ditch Digger and stuff.
I told you, On a Rope is their most popular.
Is it really? It's the most... Holy shit, by like a long shot. Nice one. On a rope, on a rope, got me hanging on a rope. Do you have a tattoo? Is Mario Rubalcaba playing with them?
He has.
Is he playing with them now, currently?
Sometimes.
Will he be playing with them at the show?
I don't know.
Huh.
Do you want to hear it again?
What's all their names? Do you remember their names, like their code names? There's Speedo.
PDX. Adam.
Bomb.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. I'm excited to see what they're dressed up
as.
Because that is another... San Diego tradition.
I've probably seen Rocker from the Crypt more than any other band ever. Probably.
I've seen Steely Dan more than any other
band. For real?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Because they're the best band that's ever been a band. Rocket's up there, though, I'll tell you. I'm excited to see it.
They're damn good, man.
Do you got any other nerd news or...
God, there's...
Oh, my God.
What?
We have so many questions.
Do we really?
We don't have so many questions.
Can we just do like 4? Because I need to get out of here.
Okay, we're going to answer some questions right now.
I need to be somewhere at 11:30.
And remember, this is for a free Olo clip.
It is?
We got a bunch of these Olo clips laying around, and we're going to give you one.
Okay, go.
All right, I got some questions. I've got questions. Have you got answers? Where are my questions? Okay, here's a question for the Monday Mass.
Go ahead.
This is from Danny Caputo.
Go for Danny.
Have you guys noticed an increase in surf crowds in the last 10 years? If so, how does it actually make you feel, and how are you dealing with it? Has it affected your local spot? Do you ever just get a sesh with just the boys anymore?
Chris, I believe that we have a saying for this. It begins with the word cry.
Cry is free?
Cry is free.
You know what's interesting is I surf at this place called Shark Park every day. It's up the road. Usually there's 10 or so of the same people out there and kind of go in shift changes.
Right.
Yesterday, I paddled out. I only knew one guy out there. The rest of them were kind of just randoms.
Right.
Best session ever.
I kind of, you know.
Because when you surf with really good surfers, you surf better because you're getting pushed.
Right.
But when you just surf with people you don't know, sometimes you surf even better because
you're
freed.
Better butter.
I'm not saying I was being a dick in the lineup, but I kind of was being a dick.
Surf crowds have increased. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more people that live in Encinitas now.
Yep.
And around San Diego.
Well, everywhere in the world, right?
If you wave it, they will come.
This is a good question. This is from @HomeFries. @HomeFries.
Go ahead.
Did the WSL blow the priority call in the Medina Ebeli Heat, make the title go to Hawaii, and keep us all on the edge of our seats, right? Also, why is Gabby so unlikable?
Wow, why is Gabby so unlikable?
Because he does stuff like
freak
out.
He's kind of a weenie. He just acts like a weenie.
He's like cool in person though. Everybody on tour seems
but,
to
well,
like.
Well, there's a lot of people that are cool in like people that are cool in person and turn into like contest weenies.
Yeah, they did get the call right. If you watch WSL Surf Breaks from yesterday, you'll see a great explanation. One of my co-hosts, Hunter Jones. So I was the first one to come out with the on Surf Breaks to talk about the interference. I got flogged.
By who?
By people commenting on Instagram.
Really?
Shame on you. I'm going to kill you. No, I didn't get
it. They're going to kill you?
People were not stoked. And Hunter's up there now and a great explanation with video. So if you want to pay for your tears, because cry is free.
Cry is free.
Watch WSL Surf Breaks.
Hugs are
free.
Hugs can cost money, though.
Hunter Jones and the team at WSL Surf Breaks did a great job explaining why the WSL got it right. So don't come at me with your threats, Instagram. Obrigado.
What?
Alden Milby.
We only have time for one more question.
Alden Milby wants to know, explain provisionally.
Right?
Well, provisionally means maybe, but it's like a professional way of saying maybe, and it's how we cover our asses when we talk about the Olympics. So when I talk about Todd, and when he's nude, and somebody says, is Todd completely
That's
shaved?
Not even funny.
I say,
That's
Todd
not
is
funny.
Provisionally
That's not funny.
Shaved from head to toe.
Not even funny.
Adam Etzart, we got to give him a question because he asks us so many good questions.
Okay, last question.
Okay, the apocalypse is here.
Yep.
You can find safety on the planet Mars,
yep,
but you can only take one Halloween monster cereal. Which one will it be?
Ooh, Fruit Brute.
What?
You don't know about Fruit Brute?
No.
It's a very short-lived monster cereal. There was Boo Berry, Frankenberry, and Count Chocula, and there was also Fruit Brute, and then Fruit Brute went away mysteriously. It was the werewolf cereal.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Gnarly.
Can that's
take,
it. What?
No.
That's a monster cereal.
Amir Zaki has a art book of California skate parks. You can check out at NPR. California Mud Motors has a Would You
at
Rather.
At NPR?
You want a Would You Rather
okay,
from California
one more.
Mud
I have to go.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You said noon.
I said 11:30.
Would you rather for the rest of your life surf in a short arm full suit with web gloves,
yep,
a long sleeve short leg, a short-legged full, long-arm spring,
right,
with booties, or any suit, but you have to wear board shorts and a Gath helmet over it.
Oh, man.
Forever.
Forever.
I'm going...
Gath helmet?
No. I'm going short-arm full suit with web gloves.
Really?
Yeah, because I really like a short-arm full. And you know what? Maybe I would start something.
I go for Gath helmet because I'm all about safety.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. I have to go. I have a previous.
Becky Bubbs.
Oh, my God. You can answer these by yourself.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Butt Lord.
Kelly Slater, Italo, Jordy. Kiss, marry, kill.
I'm marrying Jordy. He looks like he could do some chores. I'm out of here. Goodbye, everyone.
Who are you going to kill?
Ghostbusters. I got to go, Chris. I'm not even joking. You want to play these childish games.
Childish Gambino?
I don't,
are you going to Tool tonight? Michael Zucker wants to know.
No, but I would like to. Speaking of tools. Bye, Chris. See you guys later.
As the older statesman, and this is from Josh Hams, as the older statesman in the game, what do you guys think about the new breed of surf parents homeschool? Todd just left. Thank you guys for your questions very much. Thank you for listening. Todd?
I have to go now.
See you later. That was the Monday Mass. Todd stormed out. He's pissed off at everybody.
Send your questions for next week.
Todd's like the Gabriel Medina of podcasting, storming out when things don't go his way. Well, leave if you're leaving.
You're like the
I'm going to hit stop.
You're like the Rudy Giuliani of podcasting.
You're the thing.